Teaser Talks, All-Stars Cricket. I have been an All-Stars activator for my home club for 2 seasons now. We've had small groups, only 10 or 12, working this summer with one regular co-activator. We did 10 weeks in 2017, 3 were actually washed out, but we ended up making up additional sessions in July. 12 sessions this year, and we only had the one cancelled. So, what went well? Engagement. The games as provided are pretty good, but I think for us the more important factor was the activator all-star ratio, which allows the activator to interact with all of the players, small groups. Lots of encouragement, lots of play. It seemed to work pretty well. What could have gone better? I didn't get the parent engagement bit right, certainly in year one. I think as a qualified and experienced cricket coach, I probably gave the impression that I didn't need the parents to help. I had a small group, my activities were planned, kit was all laid out when everybody had arrived. It didn't really give the impression that there was any space for people to help. That certainly could have gone better. The other issue from year one, I think, that would have been better was player retention. We had 2 players from 2017 who graduated to our Colts section at the end of the first year. They're both playing under 11 hardball this summer. They're playing 2 years up, so they've come on really quickly. 4 All-Stars from 2017 came back to us again in 2018, which means we actually lost 4. 40% attrition feels rather high. What can we do to make it even better next time? I'll probably look to run more of my own games. Not that the All-Stars activities and session plans aren't really helpful, but sometimes they feel a little rigid. I think being able to modify on the hoof sometimes makes a lot of difference to how a session runs. The kids don't buy into an activity. You've got to be able to shift. And I think that's something to do for next year. The other thing I do need to do is to cede more autonomy to my co-activators, not just run everything my way because I am the experienced coach. I know I do it, and I need to be more careful about that. I want to see more parental engagement. It's been better this summer, helped by having another activator with me, definitely. It could be better still. I probably need to stop being in control quite so much. Difficult. It's what I do when I run a session. The other element that I think needs to be looked at is to get more outreach to our local primary schools. We delivered a couple of All-Stars assemblies in 2018 and got a grand total of 2 more sign-ups. But I think there are a lot more local schools we could have visited, a lot more effort that could have been put into the activity. And I think more than anything else we can do, getting into schools, demoing how much fun cricket is, I think that's the way forward for recruitment. In conclusion, I think we can consider All-Stars to have been a success. The players seem to enjoy playing the games. I've certainly enjoyed myself, my fellow activator has. Where we've got some of the dads playing the games, I think they've actually enjoyed being engaged. So there's a definite success. I think we need to look at what we do with the All-Stars next. Mentioned our retention wasn't what it might have been. I think our conversion will be interesting this year. We have a couple of the boys and one of the girls who I think are reaching the top end of the A age group, there is no formal All-Stars 2. It is down to the club, and we need to make that bridge from 8, 10, 12 weeks of All-Stars to coming into softball cricket, leading on to hardball cricket, that bit easier. So I think that's going to be a bit of a challenge, not just for the club. I think this is a general point around All-Stars. I certainly heard it from other activators, other coaches. It's a good standalone product. How do we integrate it? But we'll definitely be running next year. And if we have as much fun and we're as lucky with the weather next year as we were this, we'll have another good year.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.